Hi, this is Jack Vaughn for the Talking Data podcast, where the topic today is data science. But more to the point, what is the path, we're going to ask, the path to a success in data science? I'm joined by Ed Burns, senior news writer for Search Business Analytics, and Bridget Botello, editorial director for Search Business Analytics and all our other business app sites at TechTarget. All of us were recently at the TDWI Accelerate conference in Boston, and there was quite a lot of content around data science and cognition and AI. It was of interest. Ed Burns, this AI, as you've written, is sometimes a bit of a bright and shiny thing, and it means whatever the vendors want it to in the worst cases. Coming back from the conference, how do you see AI and its other ilk in relation to actual business?
I think that it is important to distinguish between what businesses are actually getting out of the technology compared to what vendors are saying businesses can get out of the technology. And so one thing that I heard at the conference that I've heard before is that businesses who are using AI and cognitive computing effectively are focusing mainly on smaller projects, and so that'd be things like chatbots for customer service, things of that nature. And I just think it's a really interesting point, especially when you look at, how, for example, not to pick on IBM, but how they're marketing their Watson platform and they're telling everyone, go out and become a cognitive business. And so I'm wondering, what does a cognitive business mean? Especially when you look at what seems to me the best advice, and that's pick a small project and start there and maybe grow out from there. Compared to that, probably sound advice, the idea of becoming a cognitive business is kind of perplexing to me. I think it was good to hear that perspective again, just reminding people that when they're looking to implement these tools, it's not the big, grand, brand new business strategy that we sometimes hear from the vendors. It's much more just, replace one small thing with this technology and see how it goes from there.
There's a lot of discussion about bots.
Right, yeah, bots are pretty huge. And I think it's because, in all this excitement that we're seeing around AI and cognitive computing, it seems like that's the biggest area where people are actually seeing some real payoff. It's the one area where I think, some of the hype is probably justified.
And it's not a large-scale thing. A bot is a cute little thing.
Right. We're all familiar with Clippy, right?
Clippy was a failure.
Well, this is the son of Clippy, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the low-hanging fruit with these bots, because there are a lot of them embedded into customer service platforms. One of the sessions I went to was headed by Jana Eggers, CEO of Neuralogix, which calls themselves a synaptic intelligence company, which is sort of interesting. It's like melding AI with neuroscience. And so she was talking about like where to start with AI. A lot of people at the conference seemed to be interested in the topic but didn't really know where to start. And she was saying, the point of AI is to take data and use the information that surprises you. So basically, if you aren't willing to learn and go with what you learn, then don't do an AI project. Just do a regular analytics project. I thought that was a good point. Another good way to tell if you should be doing an AI project or just doing a plain old analytics project is to know your objectives, obviously, but to be open to the results and just use it to figure out a new way to do something. Have an open question instead of a definite question that you need an answer to.
Mm-hmm. And that seems like probably a good approach for this early stage, too, where... Mm-hmm. Maybe not everyone knows exactly what these tools are capable of. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, it seems like you maybe don't want to pin yourself down to a very specific, mindset when maybe you could find more uses down the road, mm-hmm. kind of more of an experimental approach at this stage.
Yeah.
And that plays in with some of the more interesting sessions that I saw. It did seem people were... I thought it was a good conference because people were looking to figure how they could use this predictive analytics and cognitive computing and AI, whatever you want to call it, analytics they may be doing already. The things I thought were interesting, and I think it plays in with what you mentioned, Bridget, about being open to results, is consultant Mark Madsen, he spoke, and it was a wide-ranging discussion on the art of analytics and the foibles of analysts and the mistakes they kind of make. Funny thing, he said too often companies pay people six-figure salaries to generate trivia. And by that, I think, plays into the idea of, do you have an objective here? But you do have to be open. Madsen said there's a piece of creativity involved in analytics. And finally, I recall him saying that one of the false big data myths is that correlation is king. Actually, context is king. So people have to have a context for knowing their business or knowing what they don't know about mm-hmm. their business or interest in finding it out.
Yeah, that's a good point. And a couple of the presenters made note that, you know, the fun analytics portion of data science is a very small component. Most of it is just wrangling the data into submission and getting it into the right format and figuring out what's missing. So, you know, a lot of that, the job is just the grunt work of understanding data and how to, you know, tell if it's accurate and usable and all of that stuff.
I do wonder, though, how far Madsen's advice about avoiding the trivia generation would get a business with data science. Because one thing that I hear a lot when it comes to data science is that, you know, by its very nature, it's kind of experimental and exploratory. And so you do have to spend some time looking at data and, you know, pursuing it down some paths that may not necessarily lead anywhere, but maybe it's, you know, maybe you run 9 projects like that, and then the 10th one you hit on something that's really, really game-changing. So
yeah, you strike gold, I think they say.
Right, exactly. So I would be curious, you know, to what extent should businesses follow that advice to avoid the trivia? And maybe you do need to embrace at least a little bit of trivia.
Yeah. Well, again, I think he meant that you should have an objective that has some kind of business angle to it, and trivia was not that. So, you know, we talk a lot in the office. Sometimes it seems like our stories are recurring themes, and it's a bit like Groundhog Day sometimes, you wonder. And I guess if either and both of you have an idea about, you know, what has to happen. But there's been a lot of hype around big data and big data analytics and these other shiny things. And what has to happen for all that to mean anything or be a reality? What are we seeing in our reporting?
Make money, I guess.
Always
with it.
A good place to start.
Yeah, I suppose figuring out how to create new services and products from the data that you collect from customers is, you know, that gets the attention of the business stakeholders who say, okay, let's pour some more money into looking at data and maybe come up with some new ways to generate revenue. I think at that point is when it'll be go the step further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that is still important to keep in mind, you know, especially when we're talking about with data science, you do have to support some projects that maybe don't go anywhere. But you do, at some point, have to get something tangible out of it. You can't just support these programs just for the fun of it indefinitely. Yeah, I think definitely at some point you do need to have some kind of real payoff that you get out of it.
And be able to call your business innovative at the end of the day. There was one speaker who ended day one, Donald Farmer of Tree Hive Strategy. He had a good comment. He said, people talk about what an innovative business they're in, but when you ask them how they measure that, they go quiet. you know, because sometimes the getting there isn't actually tracked or quantified. So I think that plays into the whole, when you're starting down the path of data science and how much it costs, how much you're investing in storing all that data and measuring it and the people who are involved in managing it all. You don't see a return right away, but in the end, if you come out with something really innovative, then it's probably worth it.
Yeah. Well, I thought the TDWI Accelerate did a good job of bringing together a lot of people who are classic data management professionals who've been doing analytics, who but as much doing reporting and working with in-house information. I think the big change is that the customer is online, and you're getting all this data about the customer activity, all digitized, somewhat neat for you to play with that you didn't have in the past. And so, but you do have to come up with the questions, and especially the ones that can derive profit. Mm-hmm. I guess at that point I'll say thanks. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
And thanks to our listeners today. Remember, you can subscribe to the Talking Data podcast by finding episodes by TechTarget on iTunes. We'll be back next time for more on Big Data, Data Science, and Business Application.